This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Doing what he tells us to do. And here's what the church needs to do. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Boy, I love it. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. It says, and that knowing the time, see, you got to know the time. He doesn't tell us when, exactly when, but he lets us know the time frame. That now is it is high time to awake out of sleep. See, we've been asleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Wow. So our salvation is closer than when we believe. It's closer. It's right at the door. And I'm telling you, all signs point to the coming back of Jesus Christ very soon. So we'll be ready to go. Now, what does he tell us to do in the meanwhile? He told us to be patient and wait, but what does he want us to do? Here's what he wants us to do. I want all the children of the Lord to pay attention to this little section here, and we're almost done. I mean, I'm telling you, we're almost done. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. It says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. See, we need to sanctify the Lord in our hearts. Is he really there? We need to make sure we go before the Lord and know that he is with us. Or are we still playing church? Because he tells us that if you have Christ in you, he told us to be ready to give an answer. How many Christian people you go to and ask them why or how they got saved and they can't answer the question? I'm telling you, that's sad, because he tells us to be ready to give an answer. Are you ready to give an answer to someone that needs Christ? If you're not, this message should encourage you to prepare your testimony, your witness to a lost person, and that you'll be ready to give it. Now, Paul said he was ready to be offered. Jesus tells us to be ready to give an answer. Now, he tells us to be ready to do this. Romans chapter 1, verse 15. Romans chapter 1, verse 15. It reads this way, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Wow. Are you ready to preach the gospel? If you're not, that's a problem. Because he tells us that if you are in him, he will make us fishers of men. We need to be ready to share God's word. So Christian, I'm asking you the question, are you sharing God's word every chance that you get? Now remember, you're sharing it by the way you live. How are you living and people are watching you? Remember, actions speak louder than words. What are your actions saying to them? You could be preaching another gospel. You could be that foolish, those foolish virgins in that crowd thinking you're going, but you're not. The point is, if you're going, you're going to be doing what he said. You're going to be ready, you're going to be set, and you will go. But if you...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.